So when you talk about college football playoffs, some of us are old enough to have actually sat in the original Orange Bowl for an Orange Bowl game. But that's another century and a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Let's bring in Josh Schaefer, because what has not changed is the huge amount of money that different sports networks pay to the different colleges. And now, are the players going to be benefiting through the new NIL, the name, image, and likeness policies of college sports? Let's bring in Josh to help us break down the numbers. Josh?
Yeah, Adam. So the players can technically profit off their name, image, and likeness now. We haven't really seen that play out with the college football playoff just yet. I think that's something we're probably going to see after the game. So the games are tomorrow on Friday on New Year's Eve. And I think we're going to see that maybe play out after, say, an example could be Michigan running back Blake Corum just launched an NFT 2 weeks ago. If he has a big game tomorrow and then maybe a big game in the national championship, maybe he becomes somewhat of a folk hero and his NFT becomes like a famous trading card, right? And that's kind of a piece of memorabilia people can have. But as of now, they're not really signing anything before the game to play in the game. That's not really how NIL has worked thus far. But there is still huge money, as you pointed out. ESPN pays about $470 million annually for the college football playoff to air the college football playoff itself. And then the college football playoff spends some of that money and spends it back on the conferences. So the conferences that are going to be playing tomorrow get $6 million each to be in the college football playoff. So that's Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, and Georgia, their conferences. So the Big Ten, the American Athletic Conference, and the SEC are going to get $6 million each. So the SEC actually gets $12.6 million just off Georgia and Alabama playing tomorrow, because they get an additional $300,000 for teams qualifying too. So $12.6 million just for Georgia and Alabama to qualify. And then the kicker here too that I really liked, Adam, is they get $2.63 million to cover game expenses. And I'm just curious what kind of stake that might entail or something, because even with how expensive hotels and flights are, I'm not sure. $2.63 million per conference to cover game expenses kind of feels like a lot to me. And then you also have the coaches that have benefited a lot by making the college football playoff. A lot of these coach contracts are very highly incentivized. And so they already totaled, between the four coaches, about $3.5 million was earned by getting from the regular season to the college football playoff. And they could stand to earn even more after. And then a final thing I wanted to hit on here with the bowl games is the different bowl payouts that we see come the spring. So last year in the spring, the college football playoff released these numbers. And so different conferences that have deals already with the bowl games, they're making some money on the side. Those conferences made $57 million, and they can deal those out how they wish to teams. And then the conferences without contracts made $83 million. And then this one was thrown in there, so you have to kind of throw the jab at them, because people love to throw the jab at Notre Dame making too much money on their own. $2.5 million for the Independent Irish last year because of their playoff compensation.
Josh, the numbers are huge. They always have been. And the whole thing, I want to get back to NIL. The whole concept was, let's let the players get at least some kind of, I use the term reciprocity, but at least let's just call it what it is, some payment for what they are generating. They're the ones who are generating the ability for ESPN to want to spend almost $500 million. They're not going to pocket anything. They have the potential to make money, but they don't get any off of this.
Right. They're not going to get anything tomorrow when you flip on ESPN. These players are still not getting paid. This is an amateur operation, despite the nearly $1 billion, or roughly maybe close to $1 billion that we just listed off in different payments. Those aren't going to the players just yet. But as I said, hopefully they stand to make something after they make a name for themselves tomorrow and either go to the NFL or become famous in their college town, and they can profit off that, Adam.